Ladies and gentlemen,
Monday night.
Y'all know what time it is. Y'all know who it is. Y'all know what we doing. I'm a little pumped tonight. You know what I'm saying? I don't know why, but I'm a little pumped today. So,
I'll give you two guesses. Boy,
Cool McCain. We here. We about to talk some wrestling. Why am I so hyped, Mr. Johnson?
I mean,
Mr. Playmaker, I'm tripping.
I got called Mr. Johnson. That's the first.
I done got called Cole before, so welcome to the club.
Well, TNA Lockdown was a pretty good show. And somebody stole the show. We'll get into that in a minute. But that's not the only fun thing we get to do tonight, because we have not one, but two PLE / pay-per-view events to preview. And it's from two brands that Mr. McCain enjoys.
Facts. One is full of Shawn Michaels. I'm trying to figure out the right way to say this. One is full of Shawn Michaels' voluptuous and full figured pics. And the other one, Jonah has powder tornadoes all the time. And we get to review night. And we get to talk about lockdown.
So,
but and next week we'll be reviewing too.
And then previewing one.
Mm-hmm.
And that one for next week, I'm going to go ahead and give y'all a little spoiler. That one for next week, in my eyes, I'm going to let Koo speak for himself if you want to talk about it now or wait till next week. But in my eyes, it's very important.
It's very interesting. The booking has been a little better, but I'm concerned with the long-term booking. But we'll get into all that.
But we are live on the Shady Sports Network. Play Call of Sports Talk YouTube page, the Playmakers Network YouTube page, the Playmakers Network Facebook page. Also, are we live on a radio station, I believe? Real Rise Radio?
We are not.
Man, we are not.
But we should be soon.
With that being said, Mr. McCain, I need the opening bell.
Hold on one second. Hold on. I froze for a second. Hold on.
All right. This is a question I want you people to think, really think about. Just don't jump into an answer. I want you to think about it. As of right now, are we entering a new era of wrestling and rivalries? Don't answer now. I want you to think about this question as we go through the show. Are we entering a new era of wrestling rivalries?
Do you mean as far as how they're being booked or just new people being grouped together or both?
Both. Whichever way you want to go with it.
I'm just making sure the people understand what they're being asked as well.
No problem. Whichever way you want to think about it, whichever way you want to go about it.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, that is your... I'd like to do that.
So, to end it... You know what? I don't even need to say NXT. Because pretty much this belongs to TNA, because this is a recap we need to do, Mr. McCain.
Run it.
So, Mr. McCain, do you mind indulging us into what happened in Chicago for a TNA lockdown?
Well, TNA lockdown was a wild event. We don't go through it. But I just want y'all to know, I enjoyed lockdown. We had an unexpected return. We had new tag team champions, quote unquote. We have a new team that's tag team champions. But it's not Cole's least favorite team ever. So, there's that. We got some championships change hands. And you know what we got, y'all? We got an option C. Let me go ahead and explain to y'all what that is now. Before we get to it, I'm break it down for you. So what option C is your X division champion. They have the option to say, I want to cash in my X division championship, giving it up for an opportunity to face the world heavyweight champion. And if I win, I'm the new world heavyweight champion. And there have been gentlemen that have been very successful. And there have been gentlemen that have been very bad attempting. So by the end of the night, spoiler, by the end of the night, your X Division champion will be doing option C. We just got to find out who it's going to be. So, you know, it's got to be right before the main event now or perhaps after the main event. We're going to see. All right. Now that we got that out of the way. I want to make sure everybody understands how that goes. And this is slow. We coming up, y'all. I got to make sure I got the matches in order. All right, so we had the Righteous, BDE, and Rich Swann. This was the 0 hour or the countdown and lockdown they call it this night. The Righteous won. So, you know, pre-show match, we ain't gonna spend too much time on it. Righteous won. It is what it is. Alicia is one of the first females to compete in the Monsters Ball match. Obviously, the other team has a female as well. But she's one of the first females to compete in it. She's calling herself the first female, but that's, you know, that's how she does. We're not gonna dig into that. We had a match between Trey Miguel and Special Agent Zero. It actually was a good match, but Trey Miguel defeated Special Agent Zero. We had that. So now we're starting to get to the ones that y'all probably care a little bit more about, just to be honest. We have Elijah and AJ Francis with a rematch. They call it the final encore. And keep in mind, all these matches are inside the cage. So to probably not most people's surprise, AJ Francis won the final encore. So, I just guess. I ain't really sitting here acting like I just guess it happened to, you know. It's one of those that happens to work out. So we had Ali and a mystery partner versus the Elegance Brand. That mystery partner turned out to be Kira Hogan. Was back in TNA, and then one half of the World Tag Team Champions without him.
Miss Hogan's back.
Hogan got some cakes too.
I knew those. That's why I said it, because I knew you was gonna go that route.
Mm-hmm. And it stands out more when you're the only caked up person in the match. Just saying. All right, Moose and Frankie Kazarian. I got this one wrong. Frankie Kazarian got thrown out of the cage by Moose. He got speared out of the cage by Moose.
So pretty much, you made a lucky pick, and I got a lucky dub.
We both got a lucky one.
What the world?
Once I started seeing how the night was going, I was like, yeah. Excuse me, it's probably what's going to end up happening. Now, the matches I've talked about so far are pretty good. One thing about Trey Miguel, he had on some Spider-Man tights. It was dope. And so did BDE. He had on some Miles Morales ones. So Spider-Man getting some shout out and some love in the wrestlers and TNA. All right, Lockdown Knockouts World Championship match. Zaya Brookside and Lana Black. Zaya won a hard fought match.
At least that made Lana Black look good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But we knew how that was going to end.
Yeah, we knew that one. Jason Hotch, Mustafa Ali.
Oh my God, they put an AEW.
All I'm going to say is that Mustafa Ali got the championship back. Of course, it was by nefarious means, but did we expect anything else?
It is wild. We was hoping you didn't pull an AEW, but you did in a way.
And we got a little interesting piece of news after that.
Ooh,
TNA has a new signing.
Yeah, we had a debut.
You know his last name. You know his first initial. And ironically, I met him when he was a little boy. So when I was living in Atlanta, I was working with Liz for a while. And managing one of the stores, I went to cover another store. And it was by where AJ lives, in the Mall of Georgia. So AJ actually came in with Avery. Avery's a little kid. And AJ's really cool guy. He's one of the wrestlers I've actually, you know, had one-on-one conversation with. Really cool guy. He came in, bought some hats. And he was talking. And I was telling him, you know, I'm a big fan of TNA and stuff. Love what he was doing. And then Avery was just kind of running around having a good time like little kids do. And he said he wanted to be a wrestler then, ironically. So, yeah. Avery Styles has signed the contract with TNA. Very similar interests and everything to his dad. But if it ain't broke, why fix it? Frankie Kazarian comes out and says that he considers himself a brother of AJ Styles and tells Avery that he always will have his back. I'm like, it's going to be your first fight. First person you fight, you can't trust that guy. Kazarian is a scumbag. So we're going to come back to this match. But Cedric Alexander and Leon Slater put on a banger. A lot of these matches were really good, but that was a banger. And a last man standing match. Tell you who won, but not right now. All right, so then we're going to go to the Lethal Lockdown match. This is the one that has the system against Fabian Ochsner, Casey Navarro, Bang Bang, and Jada Stone. So Jada Stone is also the first woman to be in a Lethal Lockdown match. So another good match, a lot of aggressive pops, but the system did end up getting the win.
Can't be mad at it.
Yeah. We both got that one wrong. But yeah, Eddie Edwards pile driver Richie Sosa through the cheers to get a win. So they had to make it tough. So in our main event, We had the TNA World Tag Team Championship match. Instead of having a TNA World Heavyweight Champion match, we have a Tag Team Championship match. I ain't gonna say nothing about that. The Hardys now call themselves the GOATs against the Nemeths.
The Nemeth boys.
So the Nemeths won the match.
The Nemeth boys hold the goal.
So now they have the goal. Now.
However, the night wasn't finished.
As they were basking in the glory of their victory, the winner of the X Division Championship match. So the way the match ended, Cedric Alexander was down under a bunch of stuff at a non-count. Was not able to get out and get up by the 10 count. So, your winner and new TNA X Division champion, to the surprise of no one, Leon Slater. Leon comes out and invokes his right to trade in the X Division title for a shot at TNA champion Nick Nemeth at Bound for Glory. What I love about this, the main event for Bound for Glory is already set. And Bound for Glory is one of TNA's big time shows. Leon Slater said he's going to be the youngest ever TNA champion. I love it, y'all. I'll say this, TNA put on a heck of a show. Nemeth tried to jump on Leon Slater, but he took out both of the brothers, and then lockdown goes off the air. So we got a re-debut, a debut. Got some championships changing hands. Quite a few, actually. And we got the main event, for Bound for Glory already set up. We've been critical of everybody for their storytelling and how they're setting things up at times. I admit that. But for me, TNA rode the wave really correctly on this particular show. So kudos to them. And I actually did enjoy watching lockdown.
I mean, match of the night, obvious. As the Division Championship, last man standing match.
Yeah, the X Division Championship match stole the show. 100%.
And then with that, most valuable player or performer of the night, it's obviously Leon Slater.
Gotta be. Gotta be.
So, I mean, TNA, thumbs up for lockdown.
TNA fans, or people who might feel like they want to be a TNA fan or check them out, I would suggest this time right here, because Bound for Glory, like I said, is one of their big pay-per-views, so they're going to make that good, and they're still called pay-per-views of TNA.
All right, sir, I'll leave the call to you. Do we take a break to prepare for AEW, or did AEW didn't give you anything worth talking about except for this weekend?
So we're going to focus on this weekend for AEW. But we only covered the TNA half of NXT TNA so far, my good man.
Oh, because I'm saying because NXT is part of that weekend too.
Yes, it is.
So It's going to be two interesting cars to preview.
Mm-hmm.
Good gracious. But I will say this on the NXT part real quickly. Zilla Fatu is officially in TNA. He signed a contract Tuesday. But that wasn't the only thing that came with it.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Let's talk about it. My Trick Williams. Trick Williams. Let's talk about it.
Talk about it. We're going to preview it.
That's what I'm saying. Let's do that now.
We can do that now. We're doing both, at the same time. It's a double main event.
All right.
It's a double main event.
Let's get it.
We have Heat Wave coming up on Sunday after Triple A does whatever they got going on. And Mr. Johnson, this entire car is nothing but championships. Every match is a
line. You did it too.
There's not a match that is just, I don't like you, you don't like me. So let's begin with the NXT Tag Team titles. The new tag team champions, Miles Bourne and Trevion Heights, defended against the former team, the team that they took it from, Vanity Project, Brad Baylor and Ricky Smokes.
Bums.
I think I'm going to go Bourne and Heist to retain this one.
Yeah.
However, Miles Bourne is not done. Because he has to defend the North American Championship against Jackson Drake.
This is where it might become a problem for him.
Is that you read my mind. I think Miles Bourne lose the North American Championship to Jackson Drake, unfortunately. I'm going to put it to you like this. Vanity Project is rocking out with at least one title.
I agree with that.
They're working out with at least one title.
I agree with that.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we have a unification match on the women's side as the women's North American champion and the women's speed champion will be unified after this.
You know what I have to say about that?
Zarya Reince St. Clair, round three.
It's got to be Zarya.
I just need Sean to go ahead and make her a monster so we can get this ball rolling.
Right. 100%.
Can we just make her a monster right now? That's what we need. We need her to be a monster on the women's side.
That will help make her ready to go up to the main roster. It could be to be up in the main roster and ain't no monster.
That might be a problem within the women's division. Not that you brought that up. Man, not that you put it like that.
Yeah, you got to have... You gotta have that heart.
See, there's nobody in the women's division right now. And when they music hit, you are fearful of your life right then and there.
Ain't nobody even make you slightly concerned. Not even fearful, but slightly concerned. You know what I'm saying?
At least on the men's side, you got Oba. Oh, Lord. Oba music hit. This is not going to be a fun exchange, is it?
I'm going to say no.
We don't have that on the women's side. That's what be missing.
They're trying to do it with old girl. Lyra Valkyrie.
That ain't gonna work.
Oh, I know.
But I'm just trying to be just throwing you an idea out there. You know, you got Zarya, you know, make her a monster, make her one of those that the other ladies have some fear in, and is, they might not want to show it, but he's like, I gotta deal with her. I don't want to deal with her. Speaking of women, NXT Women's Championship, Kendall Gray defending against Kalani Jordan. This is a tough call for one reason and one reason only. This is the first time Kalani Jordan has had an opportunity at that title.
I'm going to still go Kendall Gray, though.
Ooh, yeah. Because I already feel like Reigns ain't close going to lose her title.
Definitely.
Do I feel like both women of Reigns QQC losing both titles? Oof. I'm going to pick Kalani Jordan.
It's bold, sir.
I'm picking Kalani Jordan.
It's a bold pick.
It is, but after all this, you finally get your title shot and you don't win it.
You don't mean nothing. You just got to get another shot.
But you do have a point because that was gifted to her. That's the other part that makes me cringe because Kendall Gray actually gifted her a title shot.
But the thing is, she's not going to win this match, I don't believe. But she's going to end up earning an opportunity once she loses sometime in the next few months, I believe. And that's when she's going to win. That's what I think.
I feel you. I just don't like champions gifting title matches to people.
Right. You never, you hardly ever lose a gift the match.
You don't give title matches out like that. That doesn't bode well.
I mean, but normally when they do, they win.
But we'll see. And then the main event. NXT Championship. That is all of a sudden a fatal four-way. Tony D does not have to be pinned or submitted to lose the title.
I don't think he walks out with a title.
And he's going against Grayson Waller. He's going against Cruz Montana. And the newly acquired Zilla Fatu.
And let's not forget, Cruz only showed up, what, like a week before Zilla.
And like 2 weeks before that, Grayson Waller came back.
So the problem is you can't. There's not of the normal things that kind of is a giveaway. It's hard to do because all three of the dudes are new to the brand. You're basically saying what Grayson Waller said. You had to go out and bring three guys in. There's nobody on the roster there. To me, the Young OG should still be down there running NXT right now. That's my opinion. Because I agree with Grayson Waller. When you don't hold the NXT championship and you move, after a while, they just don't care about you no more. But after I eliminate Tony D.
So you're saying there's a new champion?
I feel like it's going to be a new champion.
You got three options.
I'm going to give myself an option and a backup. don't know what order I want to put them in, though. Okay. I'll say it like this. It's either going to be Grayson Waller or Zilla Fatu. I'll tell you why I think that. Cruz Montana, you got a new name. You're going to build yourself up. Everybody going to like you in the locker room. You probably won't even be included in a decision, but you're not going to win. Grayson Waller, the dude from the main roster, came back down because he wanted to reprove himself, and he wants to do the one thing that he understands would be good equity when he moves back up to Raw or SmackDown, win the NXT championship. Makes sense. Short term, he's not going to be in NXT for a year. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's going to be down there until he wins the championship, has a run, and loses it. So, either he wins it, by pinning Tony D'Angelo or Zilla. Because that way, Cruz can be like, oh, I didn't lose. So then he's going to get a shot, right? Because the two guys who don't win, who don't get pinned, are going to both be able to say, like, I didn't get pinned. So they're going to come out. They're going to, you know, whatever. So they're either going to end up with a triple threat match next time, or they're going to have to fight to be number one contender, and the winner is going to fight Grayson if he wins. Zilla's the hot commodity. You even let him keep his name. And yeah, they let Jacob Fatu come in, keep his name, whatever. But I'm just saying, a lot of times when you go to NXT, they change your name. But guess whose name they didn't change in NXT? The people that end up being real hot when they get to the main roster. And this is a Samoan from the Anoa'i family. So if you bring Zilla in, you fast track him with a win. He has a 5 or 6 month reign as the NXT champion. Being NXT champion, he could still, I mean, we've seen several people be NXT champion and still be dealing with stuff on the main roster. So that could be a way for that if he does win. If he doesn't win, he's going to be the one to dethrone whoever does win, which I think will be Grayson Waller. Because then the story will be his chase of the title came in four-way, didn't win it. Say him and Montana have a match for who's the number one contender. Waller would come out and cost him the match because he cost him in the number one contender's match and made it a three-way to begin with. So I'm saying, like, it's so much storytelling wrapped up in whichever one of those guys will win. Where Cruz win, it's just kind of like, Cruz, Montana won. Cool. Like, it doesn't feel the same. So that's what I'm going with. Long-winded, but true.
Give me Zilla. I think we're going to fast track Zilla to the main roster.
Have yourself a second pick, sir. I did.
And give me Tony D.
Why Tony D?
Because you come out of this, you make Tony D'Angelo look even more good. Because, like, y'all bought in three guys in a span of, like, a month, and I took down all three of them.
But that's the thing. He won't be taking down all three. And as soon as if whoever says those words, two of those guys are coming out like, you didn't beat me.
That works.
But I feel what you're saying. I dig it. Yeah.
But I think we're in agreement that Cruz Montana is not going to win.
Yeah.
And we actually like Cruz Montana.
It would have been safe for him if Zilla didn't show up.
Zilla popped up. That was like, the chaos. Because your two picks and mine's basically saying chaos still reigns supreme in NXT.
But Cruz, it's your time, my boy. You would think we'd be saying that about Zilla, but he's going to be in the Bloodline story, I believe, pretty soon, next few months, if not before then. If he's going to throw in another relative, it makes sense for him to be champion.
So that is part one of two main events.
Mm-hmm. But what we're going to do, first off, the Speed Women's Championship is going away. Second off, this is being the first half of the third off, commercial break time. Let's go. Didn't mean for that to happen. Yep. Did not mean for that to happen. Buddy, buddy, buddy. But we know what the first ad's going to be, huh? Went to the wrong part of the screen there, guys. Golly gee willikers. There we go. Let's get it.
Hey, Eagles fan. Join my man, Cool McCain, and a host of others as they break down every single game, every single week, in an objective manner, and also from a fan's perspective as well. Remember, this cast feels just like you. Nobody likes you. And you don't care! Fly, Eagles, fly. Eagles Elite Podcast. Every Wednesday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern on YouTube and other podcast outlets. Rams fans all around the world.
It's a beautiful thing to be a Rams fan right now. Stafford's back.
Lend me your ears, or should I say lend play Mickey your ears, as he breaks down week by week everything in the Los Angeles Rams canon.
Number 99, Aaron Donald. Can't wait for 2029 to come to know that you are going in the Hall of Fame, and it should be first ballot, no questions asked.
NFL Underground. If number 99 says I'm coming back for one more year.
Join the playmaker as he breaks down everything Los Angeles Rams style in Ramily Talk on the Playmakers Network YouTube channel and where you can find podcasts.
You can say you're not impressed. You can say you're not happy. You can say all these things, but whatever the case may be, the Buckeyes are on top of the football world. And it's just where it is.
The SEC.
But I blame one person for this. I blame one person for this.
One person? What one person are you going to be blaming?
Good. I don't give a crap.
Big 12.
That team right there that is ranked 15 that put up 45 points.
Yes, sir.
They were picked at last at the beginning of the season.
The ACC.
Quote, feeling the blues in Death Valley. Close quote. Duke ends a 45-year drought in Clemson. You are coaching a team, son. Get with the program.
and worry about your program.
The CLP rankings, do away with that.
Right.
Do away with it.
Bring down the gridiron on the Playmakers Network YouTube channel and where you can find podcasts.
All right. Now that we are back, we're going to skip AEW. We're going to go straight to World Wrestling Entertainment.
Run it.
So Monday Night Raw and SmackDown, what they basically did last week. Well, they're getting ready for us to have Sunday night's main event down in Atlanta, Georgia, September 6th. Get back to my earlier spoiler. That event there, for how WWE presented that one, that better be a good one. Or we have a major problem. Because that Sunday's night main event ain't followed by PLE right afterwards. That is the main event in the month of September. So if y'all don't get that right, we have some issues.
And shout out to everybody that is waiting until your normal time to watch Raw so that you can tune in with your boys and our brand of commentary, let's say.
So now that I got that out the way, the future of WWE will be decided at Sunday's night's main event when Oprah Femi and Brock and Brian Breaker get together because Paul Heyman set it up. What did you think about that?
I don't think it's going to really give us anything because I think it's not going to go off without a hitch. That's what I think. I think we'll have some interference.
Well, and how you think about how Paul Heyman's handling this with Bron Breakker?
So if you're going to be the guy, you got to understand you can't be coddled and babied, Bron. And I want to shout out Oba Femi for that very, very accurate mocking of Bron Breakker. That was very accurate. If I had turned around for a second, I would have thought that was him. He even used the whiny voice. It was great. Oba got personality for days, bro. He don't need a manager.
Hey, Oba's Oba, man. I got to give him that. That was the one takeaway I had from Raw. The other takeaway, I'm pretty sure you know what it is, cool. That man Solo said no! And some more respect to Tribal Chief. And we're cheering for it, by the way. Just to give y'all context. He was cheering for it.
That went off better than I anticipated. I was kind of like, okay, maybe they're going to do something. Maybe Solo going, you know, come in and just kind of be like a disturbance. But the best part of all that, Jacob Fatu did what he was told. And I know Roman is pissed, but it's your own fault. Because you told him. And this is what I want everybody to remember. Because, you know, we watch everything. Sometimes we don't pay attention to certain parts. He told Jacob. Jacob was jumping on people, punching him. He said, go stand over there on the ropes and don't do nothing. So he did what he was told by his tribal chief.
Don't do nothing until I give you the word.
Until I give you the word, yeah.
You ain't never got the word out.
Can't get the word out when you got some more spike. But it's not Jacob's fault. That's Roman Reigns' fault. Did I do that? Yes, you did, Roman. Because you got too arrogant. You revisited the old tribal chief for a night.
Kind of like a mixture of both, because he wasn't really aggressive like that. Just stand right there.
But he went and grabbed him. He was pulling them off. That's aggressive, sir. That's aggressive. He went old tribal chief. It didn't work out for him. Because the problem is you got one dude that knows you very well because he grew up watching you. And you got another dude that wants to beat your hind pots and take your championship. And he's been watching and studying you. And let's not forget, Royce Keyes is going to be back. He's probably taking a little break. Probably had something happen to the family. Just need a little time off. You know what I'm saying? He'll be back. Put him off.
He'll be back to take out Jacob.
Mm-hmm. Unless Jacob switches sides.
That can't be true, but if I'm Royce Keyes, I still want my plan to flush.
I mean, you're going to catch him slipping before he make a decision, of course. But I'm saying he might end up switching sides.
I still want my receipt. Put the rest in turns.
I hear you. I would want my receipt too. But the biggest thing is taking down the bloodline. Then if he turn, we got to wait. We'll handle our business later. First, let's take care of your peoples.
Yeah, that match of the night. Intercontinental title match between Chad Gable and Rey Mysterio.
With a secondary nod, the Soul Rookin and Lyra Valkyrie, who put on a banger too. And that, to me, that was Soul's best match on the main roster.
And she had the short. And she went back to the shorts.
I was not mad that Soul went back to the shorts. Not at all. Soul has some nice thighs, so I was not mad about that.
I said, oh, she went back to the shorts.
Nice tan thighs. I was not mad about that. But she's not huge in the pinkies department, but I mean, take what you can get these days.
But Rey Mysterio and Chad Gable.
Yeah, they
it got to a point, I'm like, is Chad going to revert back to, you know, the old Chad because he can't figure out Rey Mysterio?
It was a good match. Because Rey doesn't need to win. He just needs to show that he's still Rey Mysterio when he gets in the ring. He's like Chris Jericho in AEW. He's like, you don't have to win. Him not winning is not going to, you know, negatively affect him at all.
No. He still got GM duties down in AAA.
Mm-hmm. And Omar got a band in AAA too, by the way.
Probably deserved it.
Oh, he did. You know, there's been Dirty Dimes heavy down there.
So that was my takeaways from Raw. SmackDown! Pretty much the same way. We're getting ready for Sunday night's main event. This one so got a little interesting. Cody Rhodes, Randy Orton is set for September 6th at Sunday night's main event. However, Mr. McCain, if these two ever make contact before then, they cannot
ever.
And I repeat, cannot
ever
see that WWE Championship again.
Yep. I like it.
Ooh, do tell.
The reason I like it is because it forces them to come at it from a different angle. And there's a real consequence. It's not like some of these other things where it's like, you know, whatever. No, it's a real consequence. Try me if you want to. And I like it.
Hey, Nick Aldis came back and he really is an authority figure now.
Mm-hmm. Nick Saban got my hind paws beat.
I took care of business at SummerSlam. Now, I was granted a reprieve, so this is how things going to roll now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, all right, I ain't mad at it. And of course, we are getting a darker Sami Zayn. Punk retained the title against Kevin Owens.
With the help of Sami Zayn. 100% face to Sami Zayn.
With the help of Sami Zayn, even though Sami Zayn also whooped his hind parts too earlier. In that match, And then he decided to do it again after the match. Sami Zayn is like, all right, enough talk. I'm taking my own actions.
Now, there's a person who should join Sami's Justice Four faction. He hasn't had justice since before WrestleMania. When QB1 stole his belt.
Interesting.
Justice for Drew in a kilt. That's what we should get.
The guy that Sami Zayn could never beat. Interesting.
Can't beat him, join him. Sami should have a faction.
I have no match of the night from SmackDown. I think SmackDown was more focused on building towards the chaos.
Yeah, it was more about the fighting and the threats. Cody said he gonna be the one in Randy Orton. He said he will do what it takes. We'll see about that.
I'm gonna say this. So far, the build to Sunday night's main event, I can't be mad at thus far. Keyword thus far.
That's fair.
But that's what I got for you when it comes to the WWE side. We're gonna take a break and come back because part two of the main event, AEW All In, is here.
In London.
Whether it's the men's college game,
the way that this season has been going, anything is possible.
The women's college game.
Ranked 11, by the way.
Yeah, they could have been ranked third. It didn't matter. They were gonna get that. They gonna get that work.
The WNBA.
She's up there, and I know some are saying that she is the GOAT. I'm not ready to do that yet.
Or the NBA.
The Lakers had a 0.8 chance of winning.
And then what happened in the fourth quarter?
LeBron James by himself outdid the Clippers.
You will get any and all of the information right at your fingertips or your earlobes. Shooting Lights Out on the Playmakers Network YouTube channel and where you can find podcasts. Join Ryan McCarthy.
I became a Jets fan because Kurt the Frog was my favorite Muppet because he was green and the Jets wore green. That's how I became a Jets fan.
And Dustin Henry.
ESPN is cashing all in on let's pay a few personalities and we'll just kind of fill in the gaps.
As they walk you through all of the world of sports from their perspective.
The Albany Empire, it's a literal circus.
No credentials required. Where, Ryan, say the tag.
Where you don't need a press pass to talk sports.
Live every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central on YouTube and where you can find podcasts.
All right. I just did a little short one right there so we can get into some AEW All In. Have us a little bit of time. Make sure we get through. On the time we need to.
So, part two of the main event.
That's on me right there. I should have been ready for that verbal cue. Pretend he just said it.
Mr. Right. McCain, what does our all-in card look like?
Well, that is a wonderful question, sir. As of now, because we do know the AEW likes to make sure they have enough matches. So as of now, I'm going to give you what we have, understanding that there could be some additions along the way, because that is how AEW likes to get down. One of the things I'll say about AEW is I like the fact that they have a lot of their championships that they defend on shows. You don't always get that with WWE. All right. AEW World's Trios Championship Open Challenge is going to begin the show. The first team, the good, the bad, and the ugly, is Adam Hangman Page. Well, Hangman Adam Page, I call him now. Brody King and Bandito versus Triple Question Mark. I'm going to say there's going to be one Swerve Strickland and the brothers formerly known as the New Day. And I have the brothers formerly known as the New Day and Swerve Strickland getting a big fat dub.
So you said, if I happen to be wrong by the other team.
Yep.
New Trios champion. Again.
Uh-huh. Within a month.
Bruh. That would be like the third change. That trio's tired of getting tossed around.
We're getting tossed up. But nah, because I think you have to give it to, if that team is the one, you have to give it to them.
I'm not disagreeing. Yes,
Swerve. Yeah, you give Swerve and the artist from Noise New Day something to do when they first get up in AEW. And then that also allows them time to kind of do what they got to do.
I don't disagree with you. It's just the fact beforehand how they just been treating the trio shit crazy this past month.
It would be crazy. Yeah. What you got? And you could put another team on the other side.
I don't have another team to think about, to be honest with you. So like the New Day is like the logical thinking.
Well, yeah, I remember you got the people they want it from the demand.
Yeah, but they don't like Swerve.
And then you got the Bang Bang. You got the Dogs. You got some combination of those crazy psychos from the Death Riders.
I can't see Swerve.
Other teams that could.
I can't see Swerve teaming with the Death Riders.
No. Swerve would only be involved if it was a New Day, is what I'm saying.
Oh.
But I'm saying you have other teams that could.
Oh, so it's just a mystery. It's just a mystery team, period. It's gonna be Swerve and Captain New Day. I mean,
yes.
You know, all the other teams already established. So why would you even put a question mark? That would be backwards.
It's an open challenge. It's an open challenge.
Okay, that's a backdoor way for Twitter card.
When you our open challenge, it's a good chance you're going to catch a big fat L. Because you know who you're fighting. You're not John Cena.
That's at a pay-per-view.
And Swerve and teased it for like 2 weeks.
Yeah, Swerve came out. All right. Said he found two people. He's ready to challenge for the Trios title.
Yep.
Oh.
All right. Continental Championship Challenge Cup. So this name bothers me. This name is terrible. It should be AEW Continental Championship Cup Challenge, not Challenge Cup. And that really bothers me every time they say it or I see it on the screen. I don't know if that makes me like slightly OCD with it, but it really bothers me. They're going to have the finals. We don't know who's going to be in the finals yet. So I'm going to abstain from picking on this one. I would say my favorite would be a match between the two members of Death Riders, Claudio Castagnoli and John, I won't say John Cena, but it's not John Cena.
John Moxley,
yeah. I know it's not John Cena, John Moxley.
So two Death Rider members going against each other?
No. That's what I want to say because I just looked it up. They're not fighting each other in the semifinals. So I want to say them. If that happens, I feel like unless they're going to kick John Moxley out, he'll keep it. But it's, you know, it's four people left, so there's multiple different matchups it could be. So it's hard for me to really say at this point. But I'll say my favorite, my best guess would be Moxley ends up winning. I'm obsessed with hockey. You know what I'm saying? That's going to be my first.
I'm going to roll with John Moxley.
Yeah. That's going to be my first guess, but he might lose before we even get to the finals.
Well, we know he's in the semifinals, that's for sure.
Yeah. But, you know, we can't really tell past that. All right, so then we have a 21-man casino gauntlet match. The winner gets a future AEW World Championship match.
Oh, well, we know who's one and two.
So one and two is Andrade and MJF. Tommaso Ciampa, Commander, Speedball Mike Bailey, and Nick Wayne have been confirmed so far. So what's going to happen is on Dynamite and Collision, we're going to find out about 10 more people, and there'll still be at least one mystery entrant if it goes long enough. MJF has said he's winning this match and he's getting his world championship back. So based on that, I'm going to say MJF. Because when I look at the names that are in this tournament right now, it looks like it's going to be MJF. Dark Horse, I would say Speedball because it's a ladder match. But, yeah.
I'm going to say no to MJF. I'm going to say no to Andrade. I think them two going to be going at it. And they're going to cost each other.
Oh, MJF ain't worried about going at Andrade too much. He's trying to get that belt.
I mean, he the one started it.
He started over his Dynamite Diamond Ring.
I was saying, he the one that started it. The whole thing with Andrade, he the one started it.
Andrade was walking around with his ring, kissing it. So, I mean, if you got my proper tie, in the words of Cartman, if you got my proper tie, and I see you with my proper tie, I'm coming to get my proper tie.
I like Speedball. Just I like Billy's choice. I like the Speedball Mike Billy's choice. But the fact that's all we got, it kind of sucks. Okay. So I'm going with the field.
Well, we've still got Nick Wayne, Tommaso Ciampa, and Commander. Okay, you can go to the field.
I'm going with the field. I'm going with the people that we don't know.
I mean, it gives you a lot more opportunity to win. Higher percentage.
It's one of those they be doing, you know, you take the ring, or you going with the field. Of course, you're going to take the field because 31 other teams.
So, AEW World Tag Team Champion on the women's side, we have Divine Dominion, the Megasis, Megan Bain, and Lena Cross. I'm going to call them caked up and caked out as well, against the Brawling Birds, Jamie Hayter and Alice Windsor.
I'm going to say my pick for the other match. I'm going to say my pick for the other match because I got a feeling this is
going
to go.
I'm going to go with the Brawling Birds because they just got back together. Nobody wants to fight Divine Dominion. So if they win, who do they have to fight? So I'm going to go with the Brawling Birds because they can recycle through everybody. So another match, two matches got announced last week. So this is more matches than we normally have at this point for AEW. TNT Championship Falls Count Anywhere match. The champion, Kevin Knight, the Jet, versus Darby Allin, former AEW World Heavyweight Champion. Darby Allin finally get his hands on the Jet. What you got there, sir?
Darby Allin's in a match. You go with Darby Allin.
Unless it's a championship match. I'm going to go with the Jet. All right, AEW International Championship three-way match. Your champion, Kyle Fletcher, has to defend the belt not only against Konosuke Takeshita, but against another man who has never got a rematch. His stablemate, Kazuchika Okada, the Rainmaker. Woo, boy.
I'm going to say this. Kyle Fletcher does not leave with that title.
I'm going to say this. The Don Callis family doesn't leave with that title. Konosuke Takeshita is going to take advantage of the jealousy that Kyle Fletcher is going to have for Okada being added to the match. They're going to run a play wrong. Takeshita is going to get one of them out the ring and pin the other one. I am going with Konosuke Takeshita to take another piece of gold from the DCF. Who you got?
I'm going Okada. Okada. I'm going Okada, and he leads the Don Callis family.
Okay. So you saying the belt's still staying with the Don Callis family?
No.
He ain't gonna leave.
He's turning.
Fletcher?
Okada's turning and leaving Don Callis. Yes.
I would see Fletcher more than Okada, but anything can happen.
Okada turns and leaves the Don Callis family, and he leaves with the belt.
Okay.
But I'm probably be wrong. Probably most of what I just said.
It'd be like that. All right.
But wouldn't that be a glorious story to tell right now?
AW World Tag Team Championship. On the men's side, we got Cope and Cage. Adam Copeland and Christian Cage, Edge and Christian, against the Young Bucks, Matt and Nick Jackson.
Here's
AEW World Tag Team Championships.
Here's the problem.
So here's the thing here's the thing I want to throw out there. Edge and Christian doesn't trust anybody. So you got that, I don't trust anybody. I think everybody's out here to get us. And then you got Edge trying to be the guy in the middle with everybody. So this could get real interesting real fast.
Here's the problem. Neither one of them actually need the tag team titles.
No, but somebody got to have them.
So I wish we had a third team.
Nah, because I wouldn't have picked the third team. I would have picked one of these two. I'm going to say the champions keep the belts. I'm going to say Cope and Cage keeps the belts. Christian Cage is going to cheat and use his broken hand or the casted wrist or whatever it is. And knock one of these guys out and win the belts, because he'll win by any means. And Nick and Matt are trying to be quote unquote pseudo good guys right now. So
I'm going Young Bucks.
Young Bucks, fair enough. All right, sir. I'm gonna let you pick both of these first. AEW Women's World Championship match. Willow Nightingale. And I think she's had a defense already.
Mm-hmm. She has.
I think she has,
and it wasn't like a real type of threat.
It might have been like a collision that nobody cares about. Sorry,
cousin. I think she has though. Oh my God.
Physically speaking, I can't see Mercedes Moné unless she has a whole buttload of help beating Willow Nightingale. I'm going Willow.
You have to find a man with the tag team titles. And you have Mercedes Moné. She got a title. But she has a title. I don't even think it's an AEW title.
But it's not an AEW title.
That's what I thought. You have the Brawling Birds with this whole rivalry between Mercedes Moné and Willow Nightingale on Willow Nightingale's side, who is the AEW Women's Champion.
I think the good ladies win, leave with all the belts.
That's why I was like, it kind of feels like one side is taking all the gold.
Yeah, I think it's the good guys. The good gals.
And the interesting part is, this is also what really makes this more tricky is the fact that.
But you abstain from picking, so.
This is the one person Mercedes Moné has the most problem with. It's like, do you keep the storyline going with Mercedes Moné can't beat Willow Nightingale, just can't beat Willow Nightingale, or you say she finally does it, which adds to her accolades as a wrestler. She captured the AEW title.
Who knows?
I'm going with my co-host. I'm taking the Ballin' Birds, and I'm taking Willow Nightingale.
Okay. But I didn't expect that.
I would not be surprised if this goes the other way.
So we'll agree to say this. We think one side is going to leave everything. We're picking the good guys, but one side is leaving with everything on the women's side. So yeah. Don't say that. All right. Your main events. Let me set that up properly. This is your main event. Of the main event. This is a tough one. This is a tough one, but I have made a definitive decision. World Champion Kenny Omega, your reigning and defending AEW World Champion, up against one of my favorite wrestlers, Mr. Will Ospreay, in his home country. You got playmaker.
I'm taking the bruv.
I'm 1,000% with you on the bruv. If he don't win it now, when he's supposed to win it?
I'm taking the bruv, man.
If he does not take this championship at home, home cooking and all that, when they gonna get it to him?
And not only on top of that,
gotta do it.
The way Kenny Omega has been, the way Kenny Omega has been treating Will Ospreay, it's like, yeah, Will, you gonna have to respond in kind.
Yeah. I was about to say something that would have got us in trouble.
So yeah, I'm taking Will Ospreay. He's taking Will Ospreay. There will be a new AEW World Heavyweight Champion.
But yeah, he's been treated really bad. I'm going to just say that.
But hey, it might set up your theory, though. MJF wins the Casino Gauntlet. MJF
wouldn't even be a cuss word, but it would have got us in a lot of trouble if I had. Yeah. And see, that was my setup. That's why I made the pick, because I'm like, MJF, Will Ospreay. But Speedball is definitely another contender because his affinity for ladders and speed and quickness and all that good stuff. He got the reflexes of a cat. I don't know if he got the speed of a mongoose. He does have the reflexes of a cat. So there we go, y'all. That is our... Oh, you did me wrong. Double dose. So now we asked the question at the beginning of the show. Then we're going to get some answers.
The final bell.
Yes, sir.
What can we look forward to? Well, question of the day was, are we in a new era of wrestling rivalries? So we can look forward to the next installment of Oba and Braun tonight on Raw.
I'm going to say no. I'm going to say they made a few tweaks, but I don't think we're in a new era. I think we're going to get the same thing, three matches. When the time comes, I honestly think we're going to get a no contest when this match actually happens. If we do get a winner, They're going to both get, I feel like, taken off into another direction, and then they'll come back together. Grits and gravy. If you know, you know, grits and gravy. But I think they'll end up coming back together later and actually doing a proper three matches. The other way, because, you know, you never trust Paul and his ability to actually book things correctly. The other thing that could happen is one guy has help and wins. And, of course, the only one of those two that has help is Bron Breakker. So perhaps his cronies assist him with the win. Or perhaps someone re-debuts during that match and helps Bron win. A rather strong fella that was one of the original members of the Vision. Perhaps. I think if Oba loses, it's going to be outside interference for sure.
Then you have the women's world title in the triangle. Liv Morgan, Becky Lynch, and Stephanie Vaquer. And we don't even know where this rivalry is going at, because they haven't set nothing up.
I think it's going to end up being a match on Raw, and I haven't read anything, so spoiler. So if I actually am right, don't be trying to play me, because I've been on here. I ain't seen nothing. But I think you might have a one-on-one match between them tonight to determine the number one contender. The only thing is it could end up being a three-way, because Liv and them could be dumb enough to come out and try to beat both of them up. Because, well, no. Gotta rerun it back. Incorrect. My bad. We already have the match between Stephanie Vaquer and
I think Stephanie Vaquer going against Roxanne tonight.
Yeah, Roxanne tonight, yeah. So she already has a match, so I guess we'll have to take that one out. I guess we have to have a match next week. Got to figure out number one contender. You know, we have a bunch of three-way matches all the time. But like I said, when they do have a match, it just depends on if they're smart enough to just let the match happen, or if they're dumb enough to say, we're going to affect the match. That's going to give you what it is.
What's the next chapter in the Bloodline story? Solo has made it abundantly clear he doesn't rock with the family no more.
Abundantly clear. Crystal clear. So, yeah, that's that. The man over there asking y'all some good questions. You know what I'm saying? Really good question.
That's just the Raw side of it. The SmackDown mm-hmm. side of it. Can Randy Orton and Cody Rhodes hold on enough to not beat the holy heck out of each other? Can you just hold on? Can you just hold on for 2 weeks? 2 weeks. Two shows. You got two shows to go through. And then y'all can beat the holy heck out of each other. Can you hold on? And then what's the next chapter with CM Punk and the Undisputed title? Because Sami Zayn allowed you to win. Kevin Owens got screwed. And Sami still wants justice.
True. Very true.
That's it. We can go.
All right, good people. I have been advised that we're done with the... And we're going to be getting up out of here. Shout out to everyone who watched. Like it. Share it. Make sure you subscribe to all the pages, all that good stuff. We'll be back next Monday with more wrestling content. I've been wanting to say that at least once just to laugh. But yeah, we'll be back chopping it up, giving y'all our brand of wrestling content. It's your boy Cool McCain, the Playmaker. We your Monarchs. Make sure you're back with us next week. I'm going to tell you like I used to do old school. Tell a friend to tell a friend. and have a friend tell a friend. But before we get out, always forget, never forget, always remember. Can't put them together. Know where you start, it's always where you finish. And on top of that, make sure you check on your friends. You know who, you know, might be going through some things. Make sure you holler at them. Make sure you let them know they got somebody to talk to. They got some people. That's what you're supposed to be for. If they ain't your friends, why are you talking to them? With that being said, man, we out of here.